You know them, but you may not know you know them. Eponyms, words frequently named for the person responsible for inventing, discovering, or association with an object or an idea. Was there a Mr. Maverick? Oh, yes. Samuel Maverick was a lawyer, politician, surprise, surprise, and owner of thousands of acres in Texas. But originally, a maverick was actually any cow with no brand to indicate ownership. Sam portrayed himself as a gentle soul who could not bear the thought of cruel branding of his darling cows. But there seems to be more of a tender heart involved here. The shrewd politician claimed that all unbranded cows he came across were automatically his, since he was notorious for his brandless cattle. So, if you consider yourself a maverick, gallop off in your liberated way. But don't be surprised if someone brands and claims you down the road. The pompadour hairdo has been around for 200 years. A stylistic coiffure originated for Jean Antoinette Poisson, mistress of Louis XV, which he thus elevated her to Marquise de Pompadour, and it elevated the pillow-like topknot to a fashion rage. Popular again in the gay 90s and yet again in the 1950s with the famous poof sported by Elvis himself. The macadamia nut came from Australia and was eaten by the natives long before they were discovered by John McAdam. John McAdam sent his friend some, who sent some on to the botanical gardens. The head of the Brisbane garden asked a student to try out a few of the nuts, and then he observed the youth for several days. When the student did not die, the director tasted some himself and pronounced them very delicious. A word tawdry comes from St. Audrey, also known as St. Etheldreda. An English princess, she took the vows of a religious order and understandably changed her name to Sister Audrey. She lived an exemplary nun's life of poverty and chastity, despite two marriages. But apparently back in her princess days, she was known as something of a wild child. When she died in the year 679 A.D. of bubonic plague, she had a wicked tumor on her neck that many rude people attributed to her wanton youth and the wearing of really tacky necklaces. At St. Audrey's Fair, cheap scarves were sold, apparently so shabby-looking that the name tawdry, a contraction of St. Audrey, became synonymous with inferior goods. It does make you wonder, what would the Brits have done if the poor saint's name, Etheldreda, had stuck?